Vishakha Nakshatra, cognitive subconscious patterns, audio, visual, and kinesthetic. Some individuals process the world primarily through auditory means, language, inner dialogue, tone, and rhythm. Others take in life visually, interpreting reality through images, patterns, or symbolic form. Still others are kinesthetic, learning and processing through sensation, physical memory, or emotional resonance. Vishakha Nakshatra, ruled by Jupiter, vision, expansion, and co-ruled by Indra and Agni, power and transformation, tends to blend all three, but leans most strongly toward a combination of auditory and visual processing. These natives are driven by clarity, symbolism, and purpose. They often think in language and image, absorbing insight through both the spoken word and inner vision. Their ability to focus, visualize outcomes, and feel their way through complex ideas gives them multi-layered cognitive depth. The dominant style is shaped by planetary placements in the 1st, 3rd, 5th, and 10th houses, where mind, expression, and learning unfold. If Jupiter is in the 1st or 9th house, the native leans toward visual auditory processing with a philosophical tone. These individuals absorb broad ideas through mental imagery and abstract language. In Vishakha, Jupiter expands symbolic awareness. They process life through metaphors, analogies, or moral themes. If Jupiter is in the 10th, their visual and verbal intelligence becomes public. They may teach, guide, or lead through visionary communication, offering insight that's both articulate and far-reaching. If Mercury is in the 3rd or 10th house, the subconscious leans strongly auditory. These individuals process through internal conversation, articulation, and sound-based memory. In Vishakha, Mercury sharpens clarity. They remember what was said, how it was said, and the hidden meanings behind it. If Mercury is in the 10th, this becomes a professional strength. They may be compelling speakers, writers, or strategic communicators who use their voice to influence and direct. If Moon is in the 1st or 5th house, the processing style becomes kinesthetic and emotional, especially when connected to relationships, creativity, or self-expression. These natives feel their way through experiences. They learn and remember through emotional imprint and embodied sensation. In Vishakha, this emotional kinesthetic style carries intensity. They may carry memories in their body and process intuitively through repetition or resonance. If Moon is in the 10th, their emotional perception becomes social. They sense tone and power dynamics in professional or public spaces with subtle precision. If Venus is in the 5th or 10th house, the subconscious style leans visual, especially in relation to beauty, form, or aesthetic design. These individuals learn through symmetry, symbolic imagery, and the visual flow of ideas. In Vishakha, Venus adds refinement. They may visualize what they want long before they act, especially when drawn to careers in art, design, or diplomacy. If Venus is in the 10th, this visual acuity becomes their outward brand. They express vision through tangible beauty or relational balance. If Ketu is in the 1st or 5th house, the processing becomes symbolic and nonlinear. These natives absorb meaning through mystical impressions, patterns, or abstract emotional recognition. In Vishakha, Ketu blurs logic and highlights intuition. They know things without knowing how, often bypassing structure in favor of subtle knowing. If Ketu is in the 10th, their public skill may appear spiritual, symbolic, or difficult to pin down. They succeed through deep instinct rather than overt method. Vishakha's cognitive brilliance lies in its fused clarity of language, vision, and will. These natives process with intensity, listening for meaning, visualizing outcomes, and feeling their way into what drives transformation. Their evolution lies in integrating their insights across all three channels, hearing what resonates, seeing what's possible, and feeling what is real. When balanced, Vishakha becomes a force of articulate vision, clear, powerful, and unshakably guided by the meaning behind every movement. Vishakha Nakshatra, motivation, direction, towards versus away from. Some individuals are driven towards something, goals, recognition, clarity, or spiritual truth. Others are motivated away from, acting to avoid pain, failure, or internal dissonance. Vishakha Nakshatra, ruled by Jupiter, expansion, aspiration, and co-ruled by Indra and Agni, ambition and transformation, naturally leans toward a towards motivation style. These natives are purposeful, future-focused, and driven to reach, rise, or refine. Whether they're pursuing success, spiritual growth, or mastery of their inner world, they are rarely still. However, when faced with emotional disillusionment, unmet expectations, or identity crisis, they may shift into away-from mode, cutting ties, withdrawing, or burning bridges to escape inner pressure. Planetary placements in the 1st, 3rd, 6th, and 10th houses shape whether their action is fueled by clear pursuit or avoidance of discomfort. If Jupiter is in the 1st or 9th house, the motivation is solidly towards, grounded in belief, ethics, and vision. These natives are idealistic, guided by meaning, and compelled to move in the direction of purpose. In Vishakha, Jupiter's presence gives them long-range motivation. They want their actions to serve something greater. If Jupiter is in the 10th, this translates to legacy. They aim for influential, visible roles where their knowledge or values shape the world around them. If Mars is in the 3rd or 6th house, the drive is also proactively towards, but with intensity. These individuals seek victory, progress, and decisive results. In Vishakha, Mars adds fire to the vision. They want to win or transform. If Mars is in the 10th, they're seen as driven professionals, competitive, focused, and unwilling to settle until the goal is reached. If Moon is in the 4th or 6th house, the motivation leans away from, particularly in the emotional sphere. These individuals may act to avoid instability, rejection, or internal overwhelm. In Vishakha, Moon adds sensitivity beneath ambition. They may appear driven, but are often navigating deep emotional undercurrents. If Moon is in the 10th, this manifests as a public balancing act. They act to avoid emotional exposure, often striving for poise or approval in high-pressure spaces. If Saturn is in the 6th or 10th house, the motivation is away from, structured through discipline, fear of failure, or karmic responsibility. These individuals are often propelled by a need to not fall apart. In Vishakha, Saturn stabilizes the inner fire. They work hard to avoid chaos, loss of control, or dishonor. If Saturn is in the 10th, they become driven professionals, but their rise is slow, steady, and rooted in duty more than desire. If Rahu is in the 1st or 10th house, motivation becomes hyper towards, even obsessive. These individuals chase power, identity, transformation, or recognition with fierce urgency. In Vishakha, Rahu amplifies ambition. They want to be more than they are, often without knowing exactly why. If Rahu is in the 10th, this drive becomes public. They push for success, status, or mastery, but may struggle to enjoy the journey or feel satisfied when they get there. Vishakha's path is about directed fire. Ambition with aim, desire with discipline. Their natural drive is to go forward, to expand, to become. But when pressure builds or doubt creeps in, they may react by withdrawing, hiding, or cutting loose too soon. Their growth comes in learning to pause, not to escape, but to realign. When balanced, Vishakha becomes a powerhouse of progress, motivated not just to reach a goal, but to grow into a force that embodies integrity, intensity, and vision. Vishakha Nakshatra, attention, direction, self or others. Some individuals are more self-focused, constantly scanning their inner world, tracking their growth, emotions, and personal standards. Others are others-focused, tuning into people, social dynamics, and how they are perceived or received. Vishakha Nakshatra, ruled by Jupiter, wisdom, self-expansion, and co-ruled by Indra and Agni, leadership and fire, tends to toggle between both, but often leans toward an others-oriented attention style. These natives are ambitious, relationally aware, and driven to make an impact, so they pay close attention to how others respond to them. However, beneath the surface, there's a growing self-awareness fueled by a desire to align with inner purpose and moral direction. Their dominant attention depends on planetary placements in the 1st, 4th, 7th, and 10th houses, where identity, emotional processing, and public perception are activated. If Jupiter is in the 1st or 9th house, the attention is strongly self-directed, guided by values, beliefs, and personal truth. These individuals are introspective, always measuring their actions against their own sense of rightness or potential. In Vishakha, this makes them appear noble or self-guided. They want their success to mean something. If Jupiter is in the 10th, their inner compass drives outer achievement. They lead from vision, often staying grounded in their own philosophical or spiritual sense of direction. If Moon is in the fourth or seventh house, attention is oriented toward others, especially on an emotional level. These individuals are highly responsive to how others feel, react, or relate. In Vishaka, this creates a people-pleasing tendency. They may track others' emotional states more than their own. If Moon is in the 10th, this emotional awareness plays out publicly. They adjust to social dynamics and strive for connection or approval in visible roles. If Mercury is in the 3rd or 10th house, attention leans others-focused, especially in communication and observation. These natives are socially alert. They pay attention to how others speak, what they think, and how to respond strategically. In Vishaka, Mercury refines their adaptability. They often shift tone, phrasing, or message to fit the audience. If in the 10th, they use this skill professionally, successfully navigating roles that require public finesse or relational intelligence. If Saturn is in the 6th or 10th house, attention may appear self-directed, but is deeply conditioned by external expectations. These individuals are vigilant about duty, structure, and performance. In Vishaka, Saturn makes them self-critical. They observe themselves constantly, but often through the lens of how others might judge or evaluate them. If in the 10th, this creates driven, stoic professionals, always aware of their public image, often at the cost of emotional expression. If Rahu is in the 1st or 7th house, attention is divided and often exaggerated. In the 1st, they may obsess over identity, visibility, or personal development, deeply self-focused, but through an external mirror. In the 7th, the focus swings outward. They may be preoccupied with relationships, validation, or the power dynamics between self and others. In Vishaka, Rahu heightens their sensitivity. They're acutely aware of how they're perceived and may over-adapt or over-control to manage that perception. Vishaka's natural attention pattern is like a mirror facing both ways, externally alert, but inwardly searching. These natives are ambitious and relational, but their deeper journey is about integrity. Their growth lies in shifting attention inward, not to withdraw, but to strengthen the foundation from which they engage. When balanced, Vishaka becomes a powerful presence, anchored in self-awareness, yet attuned to others, capable of leading with both emotional intelligence and unwavering personal truth. Vishaka Nakshatra, understanding chunk size, big or little. Some individuals understand best in big chunks, grasping concepts through overarching themes, symbolic truths, and the big picture. Others prefer little chunks, processing information through linear steps, fine distinctions, and specific details. Vishaka Nakshatra, ruled by Jupiter, wisdom, expansion, and co-ruled by Indra and Agni, power, transformation, leans naturally toward a big chunk understanding style. These natives are meaning-driven, visionary, and motivated by a desire to see the why behind everything. They are often drawn to ideas that carry depth, power, or ethical weight. However, when deeply invested in success or when influenced by grounding planets, they can refine their ability to work with details, especially if those details serve a greater purpose. Planetary placements in the 1st, 3rd, 5th, and 10th houses reveal whether their mind works best through broad integration or step-by-step mastery. If Jupiter is in the 1st or 9th house, the understanding is big chunk by nature. These individuals intuitively grasp systems, philosophies, and long-term implications. In Vishaka, Jupiter gives them a hunger for meaning. They learn through pattern recognition and ask, what does this say about life or purpose? If Jupiter is in the 10th, they bring this vision to the public. They often teach, lead, or guide others by offering a larger context for their actions. If Mercury is in the 3rd or 10th house, the understanding shifts toward little chunk, especially in tasks involving logic, language, or structure. These individuals process through comparison, repetition, and analysis. In Vishaka, Mercury sharpens their mind. They may still see the big picture, but prefer to organize it piece by piece. If Mercury is in the 10th, they become clear thinkers and skilled communicators, known for breaking down complex ideas into actionable steps. If Moon is in the 4th or 5th house, the cognitive style is emotionally layered, often a mix of big picture absorption with emotional nuance. These individuals may take in an entire mood, story, or concept first, then later reflect on its components. In Vishaka, Moon brings sensitivity to their insight. They may associate meaning with emotional memory. if in the 10th, they express understanding through emotionally intelligent leadership or reflective public communication. If Saturn is in the 6th or 10th house, the native leans toward little chunk processing, often through discipline. These individuals learn best through repetition, order, and slow mastery. In Vishaka, Saturn stabilizes the fire. They bring structure to their ambition by focusing on foundational learning. If Saturn is in the 10th, this becomes visible. They may rise through careful analysis, long-term planning, or technical mastery. If K2 is in the 1st or 5th house, the understanding becomes symbolic, intuitive, and nonlinear. These individuals may not process step by step, but instead absorb meaning in fragments or impressions. In Vishaka, K2 gives them a mystical mind. They know without being able to explain the process. If K2 is in the 10th, they may appear insightful yet difficult to define, offering truths that emerge from a place beyond structure. Vishaka's learning style is purpose-led and meaning-oriented. They seek to understand not just the what, but the why, preferring to synthesize insight into something they can use to grow, lead, or transform. Their evolution lies in blending their natural big-picture wisdom with grounded methods, refining their vision through actionable detail. When balanced, Vishaka becomes a force of clarity and impact, able to both see the whole and shape the parts, always with power and purpose at the center.